This is the Community Power Break on KPPF.
Hello, my name is Florian DeCastro, and this is Community Power Break. Today, I have a guest, Dave Wellen from Pikes Peak Harley-Davidson. And Dave, you are Internet Sales Manager for Pikes Peak Harley-Davidson. Is that correct?
That's correct, Florian.
Can you tell us a little bit more about yourself?
Well, I actually ended up here in Colorado Springs back in 1995 when I came out here to go to school at the United States Air Force Academy. Class of 99 grad from there. Went off and did the active duty Air Force thing for a while. Came back in 2003 and have been back ever since.
Now, I see here that you've actually been an avid motorcycle rider yourself. Is that what led you to your current employment right
Absolutely.
Now?
Absolutely. It was. I was actually a customer first. I bought my first motorcycle about 5 years ago. I had an ATV and my girlfriend didn't really want to ride on the back of the ATV. And she said, if you get a Harley Davidson motorcycle, I'll go riding with you. So that was an easy sale right there. It's not every day that your lady in your life is telling you to go get a Harley Davidson motorcycle, but I was fortunate in that regard. Bought one, ended up quitting the job that I was in for the previous 10 years and was looking for my next opportunity, but would hang out at the Harley shop all the time. They said, hey, Dave, you're here a lot. Do you want to think about selling motorcycles? And I said, yeah, cool. And that was about 4.5 years ago. Been moved up the ranks a couple of times from frontline sales staff to finance manager. And now I'm the internet sales manager at Pikes Peak Harley Davidson.
Now that's great. So can you tell us a little bit more about Pikes Peak Harley Davidson? You know, for people that may not have heard or know about your business.
Sure. Pikes Peak Harley Davidson traces its roots back to the original Colorado Springs Harley Davidson that was founded in 1934 down there in Motor City. The dealership has moved around town a few times, but we've been in our current location since the early 2000s. And then we just recently went through an entire multi-million dollar remodel that we wrapped up at the very beginning of this year, and we'll be having a grand reopening at the end of July.
That sounds great. For most people, they only associate the name Harley Davidson with Harley Motorcycle, but if this is correct, you actually have additional brands aside from Harley.
Yes, we do. November of last year, we brought on two additional motorcycle brands that are distinct and independent from Harley Davidson. One of those is Royal Enfield, which has a history that dates back even a little bit further than the 1903 date that Harley Davidson was founded. Royal Enfield built their first motorcycle in 1901. So those are a very affordable line of motorcycles. And then we also brought on Zero Motorcycles, which was founded in 2006 in California. It's also an American motorcycle brand, but they build exclusively electric motorcycles. And I actually own one Harley and one Zero, and I love both of them.
That sounds great. I mean, is Zero getting to the point now where, you know, how Tesla has a self-driving car? Could that electric motorcycle be a self-driving motorcycle
you
down
could
the line?
Technologically, maybe do that, but I think that would somewhat defeat the purpose of riding a motorcycle, because it's riding a motorcycle is an activity that really gives you a sense of freedom, and it can be a risky activity if you don't mitigate the risks properly. So it requires all of your attention and focus on riding a motorcycle safely. So because of that, because it occupies all of your attention, you can't be thinking about anything else. So that's why people call it wind therapy. You cannot be thinking about all of the other things in your world going on. You have to be focused on riding the motorcycle. So it frees your mind from all the other stresses and things going on in your life. So to have autonomous driving motorcycles would kind of defeat some of that purpose. So I don't see that happening in the future, but I do see electric motorcycles being a very significant part of motorcycle riding future.
Well, definitely. I mean, for the eco-friendly conscious people, that definitely would be a great thing to have. So, you know, one of my bucket lists is actually owning and riding a motorcycle, but part of it is a fear factor, as I see it, is getting the proper education. Now, I know that you guys have recently started an academy regarding to do that.
Absolutely. We've recently launched a Harley-Davidson Riding Academy at our location there on North Nevada. And it's a 2.5-day course that covers academics on a Friday night and then 2 days of riding on Saturday and Sunday. And it actually satisfies all of the training requirements and testing requirements for the DMV in the state of Colorado. So the DMV actually does not issue testing for motorcycle endorsements here in Colorado. They sub that out to third parties, and we are one of the third parties that's authorized to do that testing for the the DMV.
That sounds great. I guess it's a one-stop shop where I can get my license and a motorcycle.
Absolutely.
On the same day. One of the things that's coming up in July, I believe, end of July, is your grand reopening. Can you talk a little bit more about that?
Absolutely. We're very much looking forward to this. It's going to be happening on the 31st of July. It's going to be all day long. We're going to have specials throughout the store in all departments. We are going to be having a bikini bike wash. We're going to be having live music. We're going to be having food. It's going to be a great time, and we really are excited to show off the remodel that we've accomplished. We're very happy with how it has turned out. The dealership used to be a little bit dark and kind of like a mine shaft when you would walk in there, but we've opened up so that you can have a lot more natural light and that view of Pikes Peak right out our front windows. So we're very happy with how it turned out. We're excited to share that with everybody. And if you haven't been to Pikes Peak Harley-Davidson over the past year or so, you won't recognize the place.
Well, that sounds great. And I'm actually looking forward to being at your guys' grand reopening. Well, thank you very much, Dave Whelan, for coming here and being part of our community Power Break.
My sincere pleasure, Florian. Thank you very much for having us.
Thanks for listening to the Community Power Break on KPPF. Tune in for the Community Power Break weekdays in the noon hour on KPPF.